The FBI reports that the red-hot housing market has made mortgage scams a growth industry. An agency study says the overwhelming majority of losses from real estate fraud involve collaboration or collusion by industry professionals. My colleague Madeline Brand spoke about this trend with Michelle Singletary, Day-Today's personal finance contributor.
First off, how widespread is mortgage fraud, and what are some of the common scams?
Well, because housing prices have just escalated, lots of folks are out there trying to make a quick buck in the real estate market. And according to the FBI, about 26 different states have a significant mortgage fraud problem, including California, Georgia, Florida, Michigan. And it's a big problem because so many people want to benefit from this run-up in housing.
And what kind of scams are out there?
Some of the top scams are property flipping. That's when someone purchases a property and they may falsely appraise it at a higher value and then quickly sell it so that the person who buys it has bought a property that is appraised at a value that is much higher than it's worth. Another scam is a silent second, they call it. And that's when a buyer of a property borrows the down payment from someone else and doesn't tell the lender. So essentially, the lender believes that the borrower has invested their own money when in fact they've borrowed the money for the house. One other scam, which is huge in lots of communities, is foreclosure schemes. This is when people will try to contact people who are possibly facing a foreclosure, and they try to get them to pay upfront fees, and then they do nothing to help them avoid foreclosure.
And what about mortgage brokers? That's a relatively new industry, a relatively new phenomenon. These are the middlemen, the people who negotiate all the different loans for you. There are so many out there. They are not regulated, I understand. So is that a prime area for potential fraud?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that's where a lot of the fraud is coming from, but look at the FBI report about mortgage fraud. About 80% of all the reported fraud comes from insiders, many of whom are brokers. So you want to be very careful about who you deal with.
What are some other ways people can avoid becoming victims of mortgage fraud?
Well, one thing is check the references of the professionals that you're dealing with. If someone is a licensed real estate agent or they say they are, check with the state to see if they, in fact, are registered. And listen, if a deal sounds too good to be true, you know, as the saying goes, it probably is. Now, you know, you've heard that all the time. And from your perspective, it may sound like a good deal. But you want to be very careful about deals in which they promise just huge returns if you buy a property. You want to look at all the written documentation. Don't sign any form that you don't understand or you haven't read. Understand what you're signing. And if you don't, ask questions.
Is it worth hiring a real estate lawyer?
I don't think it's necessary for most deals to hire a lawyer, but it's important that you deal with licensed professionals, legitimate folks that know what they're doing. Anywhere along the line, if you deal with someone who wants you to give incorrect information or falsify something, stop the deal. Don't go forward, because no one should ask you to lie about your income, about your employment, about where you're getting money to buy the property, because you certainly don't want to get in trouble and find later on that your deal is not legitimate because you lied on a form or because they lied for you.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post, and she joins us regularly for conversations about personal finance. Thanks, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
And if you have questions for Michelle, we'd like to hear them. Please go to our website, npr.org, and then you can click on the Contact Us link that's at the top of the page. Be sure to include Michelle in your subject line.
And that interview by Day-Today's Madeline Brand.